Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour today. In the first half hour, I will be talking with Mrs. Gwendolyn McKnight. Mrs. McKnight is a member of the Old North Church Cemetery Association, and she will talk to us about the history of the cemetery and how we can help to keep the cemetery restored. I will also have some community event announcements and some music in the first half hour. We will hear the song called Angel Road by local music artist Keith Whittle, and we will hear the interview with Mrs. McKnight right after the song, so please stay tuned.
Something happened on Angel Road last night. When you heard the news, you didn't think you heard it right. While you were out celebrating, making noise and entertaining, while you were scanning for an invitation and stroking your iPhone for a texting sensation, something happened on Angel Road last night. Somebody start talking, this place is too quiet. One person knows, there's no denying. Something happened on Angel Road last night. When you heard the news, you didn't think you heard it right. I bet today you're ruminating, spending time calculating, doing a little self-examination, and getting lost in some quiet contemplation. 'Cause something happened on Angel Road last night. Somebody start talking, this place is too quiet. One person knows, there's no denying.
Maureen Dillon Teasdale for the Cube 88.9 FM. And today I'm very happy to welcome Mrs. Gwendolyn Connor McKnight on the Townships at 12. Now, Mrs. McKnight is a member of the North Church Cemetery Association. And welcome, Mrs. McKnight.
Thank you.
Now, could you tell us about the Old North Church and Cemetery? Now, I know that the church is no longer there, but it was one of the first ones, I guess, constructed in East Hatley.
Yes, it's about 2 miles north of the village of Hatley. It was the spot where the first settlers came, and they thought the village would be built around it. But I have always heard that there wasn't a good source of water. And so years later, the village emerged where it is now. Now, the Old North Burying Ground is, as I say, about 2 miles north of the village on the North Road. If you take Highway 143 from Sherbrooke, you will turn left onto the North Road and follow it to about 2 miles before the Hatley Village. And you will find it on the right side of the road. It's hidden. There's a grove of maple trees in the front. There's a cairn that marks the spot where the church once stood. And we have to remember that it was a long time ago, early settlement in Hatley Township. the 1790s were the dates when the settlers first started coming in. And I guess one of the most important things that I want to emphasize is that the first settlers, there might have been a few who were United Empire loyalists, but the majority were not loyalists. And this has always been a problem for us. In the brochures, all the tourist brochures, it tells you that the first settlers were loyalists. And as I say, some were, but very few. They were Americans. They didn't know at that time where the boundary was. They thought they were in the States, never realizing that they would end up in Canada when the boundary was put through. Of course, settlement began in the 1790s, they required a cemetery. And so Ephraim Wadley, whose land it was, gave the burial ground. There are quite a few people there buried there who were buried in the very early 1800s. Some of those stones still exist.
Now, I know that the church no longer exists, but the cemetery still exists. So about how many stones are in the cemetery? About how many people are buried in the cemetery? Do you have any idea?
Yes, I do. I have an idea. More than 300, but beyond that, it's really hard to know. A lot of the stones have long since disappeared. And many of the ones that are still standing are in, you know, they're the black slate and they're in a pretty dilapidated condition. The church was huge. As I say, there's a cairn now that marks the spot where the church stood. It seated 200 people at least. It had galleries on three sides. It was a two-story building. It was architecturally a New England meeting house style, and so it was used for many, many years.
Mm-hmm. And the church, was it replaced with the St. James Church?
It preceded St. James Church.
Okay.
It was just called the North Church, I think. And as I say, when settlement didn't occur in that spot, then they built St. James Church, which still stands, of course, in Hatley Village. And I think that was 1818.
Okay, interesting.
When that was built.
Is there anybody being buried in the cemetery now?
Well, we had a burial this summer, which will probably, I think there's only one more person slated to be buried there. But I understand the cemetery belongs to the Anglican Church of Quebec. A cemetery cannot ever be closed, but I guess burials are not encouraged to be there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Migration to the area, I think probably most people will know this, but I don't know. They were running out, the settlers who came were running out of land in New England. It's hilly and gravel soil, and the only occupation was farming. So as their families got larger, they ran out of land, and that is really why when they found the beautiful farmland in this area, that's why the migration started. The 1790s were almost 20 years after the American Revolution. So a lot of people would say misinformation has been, a lot of it. And people used to call them late loyalists. No, they were not loyalists. The majority were American-born. They fought in the Revolution. We have one old fellow who's buried there who fought in the American Revolution that we know of, and there's probably more. And the Quebec government, or I guess it would be Quebec government, advertised that land was available for settlement. And that's and they advertised in the New England states. I've seen some of the, in historical societies in New England, these ads from the Canadian government that there was land for settlement.
Okay, that's interesting.
I'm a born townshiper, and I do have I'm a descendant of some of the people buried there. I'm getting up in years, so I remember back and lived through part of the Depression. And during that time, I remember a lot of family members lamenting the fact that they didn't have the money to keep the Old North Cemetery and the Lakeview Cemetery on Highway 143 is also probably about the same age. So I was always interested in history and in family history. A group of us, I guess we're kind of the same interest. And back in 1990, we met with the representatives of the Anglican Church and got permission to form an association where we would look after the cemetery. But our biggest mandate, I feel, was to document the people who were buried there. And so even when the stones disappear, we were able to complete that work. And we have a book with, and I'm not sure if there are any copies available. I would have to find that out. But anyway, any and all of the families that are buried there are documented, and we did research in New England on these families. And in the back of it, we have a list of the people that we couldn't find out any in the appendix that we couldn't find out anything about. But there's some very interesting people buried there. We have the Levitt, members of the Levitt family, and they were the first people to go by wagon train to Utah, and they formed the nucleus of the Mormons. And back a few years ago, a busload of those people came, and we had a reunion with them. They brought tablets to attach to some of the gravestones of their family. But they did actually leave. They came by wagon train from Vermont, at least, maybe New Hampshire, but I know Vermont, into Hatley Village to get people to go with them. And so they started the trek across the country. And as I say, that's how the state of Utah got settled.
Mm-hmm. That's fascinating information. Okay.
Well, this is, I think, why it's important to, because a lot of the history of this area kind of gets lost in other Canadian history. And we really, the early settlement was quite unique in certainly in Hatley Township. It was mainly American settlers.
That's amazing. I had no idea about that.
Well, that's really why there are only three of us left from our group, and we did have quite a strong group and quite a lot of people. And we would have, starting in 1990, when we started our Old North Church Cemetery Association, we would hold an annual picnic every August on the site. And I think it's important, if you have never been to the site, because we have to remember that many of those people have been there for 200 years and more. And the setting is, it's really quite a hallowed spot. I'm really not one of those people that gets that carried away with things, but there's something about it. It's back in the trees. It's on a hillside. You can look into Vermont from where it is. And it's just a unique place. So I would encourage people, if you have never visited it, to do so.
Mm-hmm, for sure. I'm certainly going to visit it. Is there a sign up that says the North Church Cemetery?
You would have to be familiar. Well, find the old North, or find the North Road,
mm-hmm.
Or go into Hatley Village, mm-hmm. and head north. And it's going. I think you can find it, but there's not. Well, for many reasons, of course, for protection too. You don't want to have it too much out there.
No.
But it's right in the trees of the Downey tree plantation.
Okay.
And that might be helpful. But no, if you haven't been, as I say, I encourage you to check it out, because as far as I know, it is the oldest burying ground, along with the Lakeview on Highway 143. Of the Hatley of Township. After those two cemeteries, then the burials are in Reedville Cemetery in North Hatley.
Okay. I would imagine it would be one of the oldest cemeteries, too, in the townships?
Yes, I think so. Probably the townships in Stanbridge East area, they'll be a little bit older, but not much. And as I say, 1790s, my father remembers stones in the Old North of 1798. But by the time I came along, those stones were gone. But as I say, the important thing is that our group researched the burials. So if anyone is interested, they can contact me and I can try to find out if there's more books available, or help them if they have a question about someone buried there. I should be able to find it in the book.
Mm-hmm. Can we give your phone number out?
Sure.
Okay. 842-1670. Okay, with an 819 area code. Now,
yes.
You have the expense of cutting the grass in the summer. Is there any expense of, have you tried to reconstruct the stones, repair the stones in any way?
Well, we did that, as I say, in the 1990s. We got it all in good shape. And now we realize here we are in the 2020s, and we should be doing work on the stones again. The work only lasts so long. The stones start to tip with the frost and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's why, if anybody is so inclined, we are looking for, because we have a small endowment, and we get just enough to cover the mowing. But, nothing more. So we haven't been able to repair any more stones the last few years, and mm-hmm. our numbers have dwindled
okay.
so much.
Right. There's only three of you on the association now, the members.
Just
now.
Three of us, and we're not young, but anyway.
So if I understand right, you're looking for members that would give a yearly fee of, is it $20?
Yes. And just to help us a little bit, to get enough money so we can at least keep up the mowing, keep it looking nice in the summertime.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Now, if somebody's interested in giving a donation, I would imagine a lot of people out there interested in history, especially history of the townships. And I do have an address here. You can send
yes.
it to the Old North Church Cemetery Association. And the address is 490 Chemin de la Rivière in North Hatley, Quebec. And the postal code is JOB2C0. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, that I think that would be wonderful. And $20 is certainly not much. And I encourage everybody to go out and see the cemetery. Cemeteries, especially older ones, are just a wealth of information.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Mrs. McKnight?
I think I made notes, but is there anything else that you can think of that I have left out?
No, I don't think of anything else. You've given us a lot to think about, a lot of really interesting information.
Well, thank you, and I've enjoyed doing it.
Oh, thank you very much, Mrs. Gwendolyn okay. Connor McKnight for the Old North Church Cemetery Association.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you here on the Townships at 12.
The St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, they will be having a video conference by a distinguished speaker in collaboration with Bishop's University. And the topic is A Chickadee's Guide to Gardening, and it will be held on Wednesday, 7 p.m., September 25th at 7 p.m., Room 150, Andrew Johnson Building, off the Quad, Bishop's University. Parking is free. Everybody is invited to attend. It's free admission, but donations are welcome. So if you can't attend, it's also a video conference. So you should get in touch with the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. They are on Facebook, and ask them for the Zoom link. So that sounds like a very interesting presentation there. And the speaker for the presentation is Dr. Talamy. It's a rummage sale. That's Friday, September 20th, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to noon. And this is sponsored by the Lennoxville UCW. It's their fall rummage sale. And this is sponsored by the Unit 6 of the UCW. So that all happens at the Lennoxville United Church, the Scott Hall, 6 Church Street in Lennoxville. So mark those dates down.
Lots of activities going on at the Colby Curtis Museum out in Stanstead. Wednesday from September 18th until December 4th, 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. It's free, by the way. Join the Cercle des Fermières in Stanstead at the museum for an afternoon of knitting and chatting. All levels are welcome. Apple butter making. Wednesday, September 25th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's free, in collaboration with the participants of the Generous Caregivers Exhibit. They are having an apple butter making workshop. And September 27th to 29th, come and discover the behind the scenes in their barn. So that's the Colby Curtis Museum. You want to check them out at colbycurtis.ca on the website. And they're also on Facebook. And some news from the Frontier Animal Society. Is your dog a superstar in the making? Now's your chance to shine the spotlight on them. Enter the Paws and Poses calendar contest for a chance to win your furry friend featured in the 2025 calendar. 13 grand prize winners. Each winner will secure a spot in the calendar and enjoy a professional photo session with the talented Corina Joseph Photography. The deadline is September 18th at 10 a.m. Don't wait to submit your entry. How to enter? You visit the link www.gogophotocontest.com/Frontier Animal Society 2024. The St. Francis Valley Plowman's Association will be holding their 70th annual Plowman's Match event on Saturday, September 28th, rain or shine, on the property of James and Josh Johnston in Melbourne Ridge, Quebec. Take Chemin Lucier off the 243 South and go to the end of Chemin Lucier. The match will be held in the field behind the Melbourne Ridge United Church. Registration is at 9:30 a.m. Everyone is welcome. Lots of activities coming up at Literacy in Action, Migratory Roots Project. Also, they're looking for tutors. Check them out on the website, lia-estrie.org. And coming up on September 29th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., it's the Pumpkin and Harvest Festival again in Lennoxville. Join them on Sunday, September 29th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 10 Samuel Gratham Street, the Amity Beaudoin Community Center parking lot and Square Queen, for the latest edition of the long-awaited fall celebration. Pumpkin pie, coffee, hot chocolate, games for the children, and the giant pumpkin contest. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we would love to get the word out for free. Just please give me an email describing the event, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. I'd like to thank my guest in the first half hour today, Gwendolyn Connor McKnight, for telling us all about the history of the Old North Church and Cemetery and the association that came from it, and how we can help keep the cemetery restored. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard and a couple of ads, and in the second part of today's show, I will talk with Deborah Dimitruk, past president of the CFUW Lennoxville and District Chapter, and who is organizing a demonstration on Parliament Hill on Saturday, September 21st. And the demonstration is called Pieces for Peace. We will finish the first half of today's show with a song from local artist Mike Goodrow, and the song is called Give It to the Lord.
My load is heavy and I feel just like I'm sinking, and I'm thinking that I can't go on. I just say a little prayer when I lay it down and I give it to the Lord. Doesn't mind me asking, and I know I'm always asking. He don't mind 'cause no one loves me more. I gotta put my trust in Him. He'll be my friend, just give it to the Lord. Sometimes I fool myself into thinking I can do it on my own. Sometimes I feel so insecure, I don't know which way to go. Sometimes I wind up on the wrong side of the road. With a little help from above, there'll be some light at the end of the tunnel. Well, he never gets tired of listening, and I know he's always listening. Gets me on the right side of the road. I gotta let him in my life. You'll be my life, just give it to the Lord. Sometimes I wind up.